In sowing is a format that the Father had provided for you to sow your way in and sow your way out. How many see what I'm saying now? Now, listen what the Holy Ghost is saying. The Holy Ghost is saying the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead raises seed. I never heard that before. I never heard it. This morning he started talking to me about that. And he said, I want you to plant these 12 graces in them. And the people who hear you this morning, finances will start moving in that direction.
Glory.
Now let me say it again. What's trying to hold your financial harvest down? What's trying to hold your financial harvest down that you can live the good life like God wants you to live? Because you can't live the good life unless you're financially blessed. Well, how much tried to hold Jesus in the grave? Did he get up? Well, what I'm telling you, your seed, when I plant these 12 seeds of greatness in you, your seed that you sow financially, everyone going to have resurrection power in it. So nothing and nobody and no way will be able to make your finances impossible. Again, I have to repeat this because this is new to the body of Christ. This is fresh apostolic encounters we will have this morning. You understand?
Yes, sir.
The apostle in the house.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the gift.
Yes, sir.
All these seed here has resurrected. Got to get up. That's the other one. And you know this. That when Jesus got up, listen, he didn't get up the same way he went down. So you see it? Now, everything that is spiritual come by revelation. You need faith to walk in it. You know, a lot of things in the spirit look like failure. Don't let it fool you. God will do something special in your heart, in your house, in everything you set your hand to do when these seeds are planted in you. So let's get it, sit down and get them down. First grace and the first seed is great power. And we know now we're talking about financial resurrection power. Finance, say it, financial. Resurrection power.
Hallelujah.
The next one, the second one, we got 12. I got to plant them. Great grace. Great favor will be on your finances, on your seeds. We got the seed. The seed won't activate the finance.
Yeah. Right.
So great favor will be on every seed you sow.
Woo!
From this day forward.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
The third greatness that the Holy Ghost wants planning you about your financial situation,
yes, sir,
is great anointing. Great anointing to destroy yokes and remove burdens off your finances. Isaiah 10:27.
Yes.
The anointing destroy the yoke and remove the burden.
Yes, yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right, now great anointing. In other words, from now on, your sowing will operate through a great anointing.
Yes. 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 Come on.
A lot of things can be said that in Luke 4:18. Captivity, brokenhearted, seeds will be removing all that.
Yes, sir.
Carrying a great anointing.
Yes, sir.
Always remember, your seed carry a great anointing. And then number four this morning, to be implanted in you and planted in you by the Holy Ghost in sowing is great wisdom. Wisdom is a defense. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And money is a defense. You ever heard that before? That's in Ecclesiastes chapter 7. You read that sometime. Money is put in the category with wisdom. Great riches is in every seed you sow from this day forward. Great riches. Say it in Isaiah 1:19 in the Amplified. I think the Amplified, if you only let me help you, if you only obey me, I'd make you rich. You heard that? If you only let me help you, if you only obey me, I'd make you rich. Isaiah 1:19, I think it's in the Amplified Bible. I think. Yeah. Original Living Bible, that's where it's at. The Original Living Bible. Not the New Edition, the Original Living Bible. Great prosperity is in the seed. What'd I say?
Great prosperity is in the seed.
What'd I say?
Great prosperity is in the seed.
One more time.
Great prosperity is in the seed.
I want you to hear that. I want you to know I'm not giving you an outline. I'm giving you insight from the Holy Ghost. Great prosperity is in the seed. See that, hear that, understand that. The $500 check. Great prosperity is in the seed. Great grace is in the seed. Great power is in the seed. Great anointing. Great wisdom is in the seed. The seed has a financial, a money seed, has a money financial resurrection in it. Great wealth. Great wealth. Great graces of wealth is in the seed. Great graces. Now remember, the power of Jesus' resurrection is in the seed. I never heard that before. The power, you fix your mouth to say this.
The power
of Jesus,
resurrection
is in the seed.
That's power.
The seed seemed insignificant for a reason. The seed is somewhat a parable. And someone without revelation not going to understand what the Lord's saying through it. That's what parable was for. Hide it and show it. Hide it from those who are going to trample over it and show it to those who are going to love it and obey it and respect it. So that's why the seed seems so insignificant, and that's why man carried into another category. The seed is not for a hustler. And so we have had hustlers come into church because they were not using the seed properly, so they're trying to hustle seeds. You don't live on no seed, you live on the harvest, man. So God, people kind of, in Louisiana, kind of gun shy when it comes to talking about seed sowing and giving and money and prosperity and wealth.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm on number 8.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Great abundance.
Wow.
Great resurrection of abundance. is in the seed. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so happy. Great resurrection of abundance. You the first group getting this. Jesus Christ. Most probably you the first one ever heard this. You the first one going to be able to function in this. Great increase is in the seed. Great surplus. So I got to get in there because I'm not teaching yet. I'm putting something in you right now. I'm going to start teaching in a few. I'm not going to teach. I'm going to impart. I'm just putting something in you right now. Great surplus. You know what surplus means? Great triumph is in the sea. Great financial triumph. Oh, Jesus. You will be triumphant from this day forward in your finances. Tell somebody next to you, that's the apostolic. Tell somebody next to you, tell somebody next to you, we're getting under a new government here now. Tell somebody, the portals of heaven just opened. Seen anything yet? Huh? How many of y'all have come to a better understanding these last 10 minutes? Huh? Number 12. Great victory. Now I want you to see this, say this. The power of Jesus' resurrection is in me. The power of Jesus, the resurrection, is in the seed. Both play. So if I can say it this way, when you're sowing a seed, you're double dipping. Because the power in you to sow and the power in the seed you're sowing, which is the resurrection power. In studying about the soul, the power that raised Jesus from the dead is dunamis power. And what it does, it gives you an excellent soul and power to perform miracles. Excellent soul and power to perform miracles. Now, if you read in the 6th chapter of Daniel, you'll find out that if you have an excellent spirit, it spells promotion. Yeah. Every child of God who's born again, you have an excellent spirit. Yes, so when you came into the family of God, he placed promotion on you. But by being able to soak your soul in the blood and the excellent power, dunamis power, enter your soul. Now your body excellent. And now your life excellent.
Amen.
And that's what the Father designed for you to walk in, the blessings of God. Yeah. Sit down now. Let's go to work. Yeah. Sit down. Let's go to work. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Before seed can resurrect, it has to be crucified. So when you sow, you got to turn it loose. Let it die so it can resurrect and return to you. Stop worrying about it. Stop being in fear. Trust God. And let the Holy Ghost crucify that seed. And the same Holy Ghost that crucified will resurrect it. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You know that scripture, right? The next verse says, and I will not frustrate the grace of wealth, the grace of prosperity, the grace of abundance, the grace of increase has been frustrated because men trying to do it themselves.
Yeah.
It is a grace.
It's a grace.
Absolutely. So you really have to be. You got to walk in a crucified anointing to soul. You got to die self, die to money, die to amount, die to impossible things finances. There's no impossible thing to you in your finances. Look at me. There's no impossible thing. The Lord will hold no good thing from them who walk uprightly. The scripture said, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desire of your heart. The scripture said, the Lord is my shepherd. What it say? What you doing in Washington? Is he really your shepherd? Is your shepherd insufficient to produce what he said?
No,
it's in you. And that's why those 12 seeds of greatness were planted in you this morning. Because now your life about to take on a new dimension. And the new dimension that your life is taking up on is dominion. Over wealth, prosperity, increase, money, silver, and gold. With a purpose. To glorify him. You are designed to live in dominion. Over everything. I'm going to show you this now. I'm going to show you this one time. I want you to get this.
Right.
Sit down. I don't know how long I'm going to be this morning. I'm on apostolic time. First Corinthians, I'm going to show you this one time. 15 and 10. I want you to apply this not just for ministry, but it's go to every type of ministry. Sowing is a ministry. Look at how powerful this scripture is.
Yes.
But the grace of, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Yeah.
Remember what I told you about I am?
Yeah.
I am is your divine identity. I am is your divine image of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I. That's in both ways. That's in Galatians 2:22. That yet not I? Come on, look at it. Go back to Galatians 2:20. Look at it on the line. Because you need to see you not doing this. This is not a job. This is not a college degree. This is grace. This is free. This is already paid for. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, he became poor that you might become rich. That's what it's all about. See, it's a grace. Sowing is a grace. Lord, give me sowing grace. You're not going to be able to do this in the flesh. You might do it 2 or 3 times, jump around, holler. But if you don't have the revelation of what you're doing, you're going to fade out. But I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. You need the grace of God with you when you're sowing.
Yes.
You need to know you can't make these seeds come up. Just because you're making a confession. No, you got to have a grace to know they're going to make your confession, but you got to have a grace to know that God has promised he'll make them come up. I'm going to say something. I don't know. You might not be the handle. May God take you off a regular salary. May you begin to live a financial unlimited life from this day forward. Follow instruction and it got to happen. Wait a minute, see, because a lot of times people come to y'all, you hear these words, you hear this teaching is powerful, you get happy, you get excited, you explain it, but you don't walk in it. You cannot leave this service this morning believing you're the same person who came in here. You cannot do that. That's disrespect for revelation. That's disrespect for you to leave here expecting the same life. Your God is more powerful than that. When your God is talking to you, see, you don't just have a man talking to you. When your God is talking to you like this, he's aiming to bring you somewhere. But by faith, without faith, see, you can have all the revelation without faith. Or you're going to walk it out. Or you're going to think it out. Or you're going to talk it out. You got to hold on to these thoughts. Thoughts become things. See, you're going to have to, tonight I may talk about it, you're going to have to use your imagination more. Your imagination is a divine magnet. It attracts what you imagine. We let the world took it. We let science of the mind took all our stuff. That's our stuff. All right, let's go back to some basics. Sit down. Because I have to reprove, and because you got some Bible students in here. All right, now, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Genesis chapter 1, I'll turn it up. Chapter 1, verse 29. And all I want to show you here is that the kingdom of God, or God divine program, is a seed program. It's a seed plan. Ooh, Lord, listen to this. I dare any one of you all to become in seed partnership with God. Seed partnership with God. I dare you. It'll come off the hook. Seed partnership with God. Now look what the scripture says. God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed. Now notice that every herb. Herbs are no good to you if you ain't got no seed. Right. You ain't no good if you ain't got no seed. Your finance no good if you ain't got no seed. Remember what he said in 2 Corinthians 9:10? Remember what he said in 2 Corinthians 9:10? Who know what he said in 2 Corinthians 9:10? Who know what he said in 2 Corinthians 9:10? Who know what he said? Turn to it. God dog, you ought to know that. You ought to know that. You can't set up no seed class, don't know that. You can't set up, you don't know that. Don't tell me nothing about I knew. Don't tell me nothing about I knew. Now, Ron knew it. He just didn't say it out, but he knew it. Now, he that give. What another word for minister? You got it, David. Instruction. Seeds cometh with instruction. You can't spin seed. You got to sow seed. When you spin, if the garment is $300, that's all you got, that garment. But when you sow, you can get the whole store. Come on, man. Come on, man. I had my Cheerio this morning, boy. The Lord talked to me this morning. See. Spending and sowing is not the same thing. Spending come to an end. Sowing has no end. Now, listen to me. Listen to me well. I don't care who don't like it. Sowing, you listening? Produces unending spending. See, y'all didn't take that too good. Y'all didn't take that too good because y'all have no idea what I'm talking about. You didn't take. See, sowing produce unending spending. In other words, a sower have no limit of what they can have, what they can do, where they can go, what they can wear, what they can drive. There's no end. Sowing bring God off the hook with blessing his children. Because if you follow his instruction, if you're willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. But my God shall supply all my needs according to glory banking. Glory banking. Yeah, his riches in glory. Now, as I speak, my sisters and brothers, there is an anointing being imparted.
Yes, sir.
Going on. See, that's why I want y'all to follow up. That's why I want y'all to follow up, because you are the one going to make a difference in finances in the body of Christ. Now, if you set your all saying, just take notes, don't even know what I'm talking about, you sad sack of salt. Because you ain't got no taste in you. Genesis 1:29 again. Genesis 1:29. Got to go through these things. And, I've seen ministers, I know ministers, even ministers, have just gone in circle on finance. I've seen it, gentlemen. I've been around 43 years. Good ministers, love God, a genuine calling, but got under the wrong person. And they smother him because they didn't teach him nothing. And they didn't have no experience in encounter themselves with God. So what they were talking about was secondhand information. Now you look at that verse. God said, behold, I've given you every herb doing what? I can't hear the rest of y'all. Which is upon the face of all earth, every tree, in thee which is the fruit of a tree. Now, what is it?
Yielding seed.
All right, there are two things. Barren seed,
yielding
seed. Barren seed, yielding seed. To you, it shall be for me. Barren seed, yielding seed. Now, really, that's you. Your seed barrel. And your seed yield. And I got some more. I think that was money coming brought into earth realm.
Yes, sir.
The church's world, the church world in the whole world didn't have this revelation of money coming. And they never seen nothing like it. And it's 20-something years strong, and it never stopped. It never lose. The wind never lost the strength. I can say money coming right now. The power of God will hit this place. It's God. I mean, it wasn't nothing you could pray about. He just gave it to me to bring it to the body of Christ because he knew I would do it. So I had to go against a lot of grain. A lot of people who think that it's something else. But in reality, we got proof that it's the real thing. Okay. Turn to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Bearing seed, yielding seed. I'm a seed bearer.
I'm a seed healer.
And the seed have power,
and the seed has power
of the resurrection,
on the inside of it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So any financial condition you're in this morning, God is obligated to give you a seed. That's why he said, but don't spend it. Don't spend it. Don't spend it, because when you spend it, it's over.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. When you sow it, it's just begun.
Yes.
And then the spending will come on then.
Come on, Father. Yes.
See?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Some things are not, I'll say it, Lord, I'll say it, grace me. Some things are not made to spend, they're made to sin. To sow it. All we think about whenever extra money comes, don't run to the store. Run to your knees. What is this, Lord? What is this for? You know, what is for? What is for? Not many Christians pray for seed. They pray for supply. But they don't say, Lord, send me more seed. Because they know if they say that, they're going to have to sow it. And their mind ain't on no sowing. Their mind on spending. I wonder how much prayer I've been spent on spending compared to prayer on seed. You're growing up. Get your thinking straight about this. God don't want you living on minimum. He's your master. He wants you to have plenty. Notice here in 3:15, because had they knew who Jesus was, they wouldn't have crucified.
That's right.
And what I'm saying here, what I'm trying to get in parallel here, if you knew who a seed was, you wouldn't crucify.
Yeah.
I'm not double talking. I know a seed had to be crucified, but I'm talking about you crucify him in a negative way.
Yeah.
You won't put the teaching out of your hearing.
Right.
And you won't hear about Mary had a baby, something like that. You know what? All is important. But you can't throw this out. All that's go with it.
That's true.
Now, here's the biggie. How many of y'all saved? You know what Jesus was? A seed. God sowed Jesus. And that's where all of us come from. We the harvest. Suppose John 3:16 doesn't exist. John 3:16 is a sowing voice. For God so loved the world. Had they known who he was in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, had they known who he was, had they known he was a seed, they wouldn't have crucified him. But they didn't know. That's why Satan, even if I say it, Satan can't get the revelation of how powerful sowing is.
Come on.
So when you sow, Satan call you stupid.
Yeah.
Because he don't know what's in that seed. He called it giving all your money away. Yeah, he got a lot of religious spirits saying the same thing. Genesis 8:22. All we're proving is that the kingdom of God is seed kingdom. Genesis 8:22 now. No, go back to the other voice. I did it in Genesis. Go back. I had to read the whole thing. I see. All right, no. All right. Go back to Genesis 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. That is, thy seed and her seed. Thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. But notice, it's Jesus. He's talking about Jesus is the seed. See, Jesus is the seed that put the light out on Satan's seed. Seed of corruption. Seed of destruction. Seed of limitation. Seed of poverty. Seed of lack. Seed of financial impossibility. You should not. Listen, look at me. It's the anointing of God on me. You should. Said, if it exists, I can have it. Hey, that's not a poem. That's not a cliche. That's a revelation. You must take it as a revelation. Now go to 8:22. I may have to take up the night here. I got another thing. I don't know. There's so much. 8:22. Why the earth remaining? Is the earth still here?
Right here. Yes.
What's next? Why you quit? Why you quit? Why you so sparingly? Why you don't sow in your man of God? Any of y'all brought any seed up here to your man of God when y'all was showing up here? Huh? I didn't see many of y'all come up here to bring seed to the man of God. Why you didn't? Members, where y'all at? What, he got too much for y'all? Y'all don't like the way he dressed or something? You're missing the prophet reward, children. I go to church and I have to wait a half hour to 45 minutes for them people to quit putting on the altar going to the man of God. Money on this table this high. You all got to learn that in both of these churches. I'm your apostle. Don't look at the color of my skin. I'm your apostle. There's no such thing as racism. There's only one race. The human race. All of us come from Adam. And all of us go into dust. So I don't have no problem with racism, all that superior and inferior. I got a problem with that. And among one human race, racism is a revelation they come up with. There can't be no racism. You can't be a racist. You're from the same race. The pigmentation of our skin does not define us. We're still a human being. And I know some of you Hispanic have the same thing to go through. People think they're superior and stuff. Forget that. You just as great as anybody else. And I said, a hell with it. That didn't come from God. That come from hell. Know who you are in Christ. Hold your head up. Look people straight in the eye. That'll bust their eyeball out. I know who I am. Say it. I know who I am. Ah! Go back to Genesis 8:22. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Do you know how many people got set free when I was talking a few minutes ago? Do you know how many nationalities got set free when I was talking just now? Do you know how many people who stood up and said, glory to God? Some people running through their house right now. Glory to God. I'm glad I tuned in. Because that was for somebody. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and then look at the comparison what he put with seed time and harvest. Right. This thing is so. What, three comparisons? Yep. How many is three, David? Three. Cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Look what's first.
What's he saying?
Because the other three could not come in existence without the seed. Has no life without the seed. Day and night have no life without the seed. Out of all of them, the seed is the only producer. How many see it? It's to show you how powerful seed time and harvest is. It doesn't matter who talk against it, pray against it, they cannot stop it because the Lord said it will not cease. No matter who against it, no matter who mad, no matter who sad or glad, keep on sowing. Caught on my good God. Now, whether you know it or not, this morning is going to cut out all drifting in your finances. This morning, you're going to begin to shift it. If you follow instructions, go over this, get that MP3, go over it over and over again. Follow the instructions because you're going to begin to shift in your finances. See, a lot of time we're drifting because if you're not, if you don't have a revelation of a seed, you're a drifter. And I'm not talking about occasionally. I'm talking about all the time. If you're not, I gotta say it again, all right, Lord, I'll do it. If you're not sowing in your man of God, you don't have the revelation of money coming. You don't have it because anybody who connect with that revelation, they start sowing. On the altar, in the man of God, in other people, they just start sowing. And they start receiving.
Absolutely.
After the Lord find out that they're genuine.
Yes, sir.
So you got to sow for a season before the Lord know you're genuine.
Yes.
Anybody can sow 3 months.
Come on.
Yeah, the biggie come. Yeah, the biggie come. Are you listening? Sowing is a lifestyle. What I say?
Sowing is a lifestyle.
Yeah, see, sowing is not a holiday.
No,
sowing is not a birthday. Come every night, once a year. No, sowing is a lifestyle. Now, I'm going to show you this. You heard it, but on the brinks of what I'm teaching you this morning, because I want you to hear the power of Jesus' resurrection is in the seed.
Yes.
Sowing grace, coming to the body of Christ. My man listening, said, I don't know what the name is. Just name it what you want to name it, because it's going to work any way it goes.
Yeah.
Sowing grace, coming to the body of Christ. The power of Jesus' resurrection is in the seed. You got that?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm about to tell you something. All right, I'm about to show you something. Oh, yeah. Now, let me show you. With sowing, look at me. Famine don't mean nothing.
That's it.
When you really get a revelation of sowing, how much you got don't mean nothing. When you get a revelation of sowing, how long you've been in lack don't mean nothing. When you understand sowing, your academic abilities don't mean nothing. Sowing is by faith, not by your smartness. Sowing already have been figured out. So you can't calibrate it. Yeah. Now, Lord, you want me to say this? Yeah. All your financial rapes are over. Wow. Raping you from doing some things that is not ordinary. Stop thinking second class. Stop thinking cheap. Don't go ahead of yourself. There's a certain level you got to stay on. Walk your way through it. But while you're walking, keep looking. Looking at another level. Yeah, but the Lord wants you to look at another level. The Lord never finished with you. In his earth realm, he'll never finish with you. The Lord will never finish blessing you here. You'll never finish it. Because, I mean, his blessing is infinite. Grab that. I feel anointing. Grab it again. I feel anointing. This whole state, this whole city is supposed to be at this church this morning. Pastors and all. Pastors with their congregation supposed to be here this morning. They just got so much old jealousy, crazy stuff, but they need to be here because what you're hearing, the average person never hears. So you will not have average finances no more. You listening to me? Are you hearing me? Now I want to show you this. The condition you're in right now, financially, look at me, don't mean nothing to what I'm about to show you. All right? I'm about to show you how powerful sowing is in the time of famine. Genesis 26, you know where I'm going. Genesis 26. Open your Bible, Genesis 26. Ah! Sores don't respect famine. Nope. What you call the other stuff?
Recession.
Drought.
Come on.
Sores have no respect for that.
Come on. Man.
Everybody crying and sowing dry. Hey man, what's happening? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You know what I found out yesterday? What is yesterday? I walk 35 minutes every day, and I got a special strength trainer come train my wife and I. And I ride my bike 2 or 3 miles after that. So my bike was sitting in the man had got my bike out. I came out in the yard, and 2 or 3 of my gates was locked because I turned my 2 dog, guard dogs loose at night. I got a big yard around my house and a guest house. And I just redid my driveway. I want you to keep listening. I'm not going to tell you how much it costs. Keep listening. And then I got in the center of my front yard, I got a big fountain with water shooting up. And I got a walkway go around it. And so the Lord says, do you know you have a walkway big enough in your yard to walk? Do you know you have a track in your yard? He says, I've set it up for you, don't know it. He says, you go to the internet, that guest quarter, walk, come around, go around that fountain, get back, go around, go over to the guest house, go in front of the guest house, walk down, come around, there's a track behind that, come on back around. So I walked there a half hour. But I just discovered I had a track in my yard. Now, I don't have no small yard. I'm trying to tell you what seed will do. So I have a beautiful track in my yard with flowers and stuff. So now I let, now watch what my dog named. Rolls and Bentley. Rolls Royce. Rose is the girl, Bentley is the boy. They walk with me now. In the yard, we walk around the fountain. Everybody else walk on the highway, and the yard not big enough. We got a lot of room. But I didn't know I had it. I didn't know why God made me put them pretty colors on that driveway when going around the guest house. I didn't know why the multicolor, I didn't know why. But that's for my walkway, man. So now I get up in the morning and walk on my track. My personal track, what that seed gave me. You heard that? That's the way it came, seed. The same way them boys sold me, I sold in my spirit to Father, Brother Hill, for years and years and years and years. Other ones heckle, they laugh and say, give it up. And now one guy, God confessed. He said, man, look at you and look at me. I watched you do this. Now I'm sitting with my dumb self here now. He's still broke. Yeah. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Verse 12. I didn't get far, boy. I didn't get far. I'm just writing this little page right there. I didn't get far. Genesis 26, 12. How many got something? Did you get something yet? Now, I'm going to ask you now. Don't make me feel good. But I want to ask you, do you know you different now? Yes. Do you know you don't have to worry about how much you don't have in your pocket? You don't have in your checking account? You don't have to worry about that. The famine is over. Say it. The famine is over. I don't care how much you make an hour. I don't care how much your husband make an hour. I'm telling you right now, right up in here. Give me the whole name of this church.
Faith Christian Fellowship.
Faith Christian Fellowship this morning. The famine is over. Here's why it's open. We're going to read this. Here's why it's open. I have 12 greatness planted in me. Here's why it's over. And I know what to do. Now watch this one word. So. And you know I'm not trying to get no money out of you. Because I'm loaded.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory, sir.
I got all my financial passports. For life. I can go anywhere.
Yes, sir.
So I could be at home walking my track. But I'm here because I love this man and woman of God, and I love you. And I'm in the heydays of my life. Where most men retire, I will never retire. I'm retired right here. Helping God people. I'm here for you. I'm not here for me. I'm here for you and God. Don't take for granted that this young man connected to me. Because it wouldn't be for him, I wouldn't be here. Because I ain't going everywhere. See, I don't go where I'm tolerated. I only go where I'm celebrated. What Jesus said. Jesus said, if they don't honor you, what did he say? Shake. What? Genesis 26. Come on, let's get this in the lesson. 26:12, because I want to make sure you know that famine don't mean a doggone thing when you learn to sow. Now listen, you got to sow not occasionally. Consistently. and not by force, by flow. Yes. See, the soul, you got to understand sowing. Uh-huh. You don't need a sowing pep rally every week. You don't need to hear 95 scriptures every week to sow. Once you get a revelation of sowing, whether you hear a scripture or not, you know the benefit, so you become a sower.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, he don't give seed to sowing. Who didn't catch that? He don't give seed to sowing. He gives seed to sowers. He gives seed to somebody who have caught the revelation. Somebody he can trust at the next level. They're going to keep sowing. At a higher level. Now you see why you haven't got there yet? I'm going to tell you why you haven't got it yet. You got to get this lesson. See, he gives seed not to sowing. He gives seed to the sower. Because you will get to some levels you can't count no more. You just got to go ahead and give now. Then you can say, ooh, look how much of, ooh. You got to get a place where you're not counting your seed no more.
Amen.
You're not trying to add them up. It's just, they're so big, and you're giving them in a lump sum seed. You give a person's salary in one sowing. Yearly salary in one sowing. Sometimes 2 year salary.
Come on.
In one song. Ouch, that hurt. Ouch. Ouch. But the person paid the price. See, you can't sow and question everything. Well, I might draw my seed back. I don't know. What are they doing there? That's not your business. Sow, man. If you're a sower, sow. The Holy Ghost is going to tell you where to stop and when not to sow in different places. But if the Holy Ghost don't say nothing, where you got so smart at, you done figured it out. And see, I tell people things that almost intimidate them. He said, did he say he got a track in his yard?
Right?
That's what he said. Because these boys just stay with me sometimes. I won't take them walk around that track. I want y'all to see that track. Right in the yard. Y'all out in the road. That track right there. You can holler at one of my maids and say, give me a drink of water while I'm passing through here. One of my cooks, I got two cooks.
Yes, sir.
Or you might want to sit on the porch. Or you might want to sit on the gazebo. Or you might want to sit in the rockers in front of the guest house. Or you might want to come up on the big porch and sit there. Then you walk a little more. Got to stop it there. Or you might want to sit by the fountain. You got two benches by it.
Yeah. Come on.
Hear the waterfall a little while and then get them walk a little more. You might need to go to the restroom.
Glory to God.
I forgot how many got in there, but you got plenty to catch up. What I'm teaching you did it.
Yes, sir. Glory.
You see, it's not no special in vision. It's special in the revelation, in the seed.
Right.
In the seed. If I can get ministers to listen. Ministers are the hardest-headed people I ever seen in my life, both male and female. I can understand the female a better male. They're just hard-headed. They don't pay no attention. They don't know I have blown them out of the water. They don't know they've been out there before me in bigger cities. They don't know that God has raised me up for a reason. If you follow my instructions, it don't matter where you live, who you are, I'll bless you in the city, and I'll bless you in the field. And I'm finished teaching in a few minutes. I don't hide nothing from the body of Christ. I'm out in the open. Because what good is it going to do if you can't see it? How are you going to see? That's right. Then Isaac sold in that land. Now, it's a land of famine. The first verse to tell you is a land of famine. And receiving the same year, a hundredfold. And the Lord. Who blessed him?
The Lord.
Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. My goodness. And the man.
Great.
Now I want you to think about the seed.
Great. Yeah.
I tell you what, boy, this gonna run you home. Go back to the next verse. Go back up to that verse. I saw something in the spirit. That first verse, 26. Then I sowed the land, received a Samuel 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him.
Yeah.
The Lord couldn't bless him without. Y'all see it? The Lord couldn't bless him without the seed. Because what it would, yeah, because it'll make God violate himself. It'll make God do something without obedience. So stop all that praying about your finance and sow. If you so much if you prayed, you will be a wealthy person up here. You'll be a millionaire up here. How many times we have prayed about financial situation? I'm not saying don't pray, but prayer without seed don't work in the financial realm. So the next time you're in a financial tight, don't just get on your knees, find a seed. Acts chapter 10, Cornelius. He was a prayer and a soul. Then I just sold in that land and received in the sold in that land, the land of famine. Now don't hold your hand up. But how many in here in the land of famine? Don't hold your hand up. I don't want to embarrass you. In the land of famine. Now, you're in the land of famine. If you're living from paycheck to paycheck and you got bills after bills, you got to worry about it, and you got to work day and night, that's famine. Mm-hmm. That's just worse as famine. And I found out the best part of the body of Christ is where they are. They're singing and running around, sweating, but the revelation, I mean the manifestation, revelation produced manifestation. Then it goes to another level called demonstration. See, I'm a demonstrator.
Yes, sir.
And a dominator.
Yes, sir.
But it comes from the significance of the seed. We just found out by the Holy Ghost and the Lord blessed him. Why is that at the end? Why didn't say, and the Lord bless him, then I sold in the land and received it. Hundredfold. You can't receive without no seed. Why didn't put that for you?
Yes, sir.
The Lord bless him because he provoked. The Lord to bless him. The Lord said, you going to trust me this much? You, and I know I didn't say it a little few seed. You going to trust me this much in a land of famine? You going to trust my system and you going to sow anyway? Now I'm going to show you and them. Go to the next verse. 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 I got to close. Go to the next verse. What time is it? Oh, my goodness. Go to the next verse. Go to the next verse. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. Now, with that voice, what's on your mind now? What that voice mean? Now, I don't want to hear them on one voice, one word. No. I want to hear them on one word here now. Y'all waking me? Seed! That's the word need to be spoken here. Seed! And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became. What made him not just the Lord blessed him? Because the Lord couldn't bless him without the seed. If you trust me, I'll bless you. No matter what the system's saying, I can make it happen for you. You see it? See? Now, you got to get this context. You got to, that voice came from a seed. Go to the next voice. I'm going to show you something. For he had possession of flocks. I don't y'all fail this time, right? Y'all pass. I'm about to ask one more chance. I'm about to ask y'all a question. After I read this verse, I'm going to ask you to give me one word. Don't fail. Now, if you miss this one, this is an open book test. For he had possession of flock. Come on, read it with me. For he had possession of flock and possession of herd and great store of servant, and the Philistine envied him. Give me the one word.
See.
The seed did it. No, Isaac didn't do it. The seed did it. Isaac followed the instruction. Hey God, go to the next verse. Now watch what happened. I got to close. For all the well with his father's servant had did in the days of Abraham and his father, the Philistine had stopped them and feared them. But go to the next verse. Up! Now you got to be ready for this now. You got to be ready for this. I got to say this carefully, but I need to say it. All officials in my city tremble when they see me. The mayor, they all recognize that I'm somebody who God sent. And when they make their tour, I know when they make their tour and they get big guests from out of town, they won't impress them, they come by my house. I see them sometimes. Yeah. And they point me and you know, that, and they say, he a preacher.
Yes, sir. Glory!
They really don't want to say he's a child of God, but he could say he's a sore. Yeah. But they don't understand that. And Amalek said to Isaac, this is the head man, go from us. Thou art much mightier than we. How did it happen?
See.
Some of y'all didn't answer. See y'all. How'd it happen? See. Psalm C, that's what happened. It made him great.
Yeah.
It made him mightier.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Than academician.